can't come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Virgin of all virgins best, listen to my fond request. Let me share your grief divine. Let me to my latest breath in my body bear the death of that dying son of thine. Wounded with his every wound, steep my soul till it has swooned in his very blood away. Be to me, O virgin, nigh, lest in flames I burn and die in his awful judgment day. Christ, when you shalt call me hence, be your mother my defense, be your cross my victory. While my body here decays, may my soul your goodness praise, safe in paradise with thee. Through his cross, Christ our peace has reconciled us to God. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Through his cross, Christ our peace has reconciled us to God. We have come to the city of the living God and to Jesus, mediator of the new covenant. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateway. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. We have come to the city of the living God, and to Jesus, mediator of the new covenant. In Christ, we have redemption through his blood. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. In Christ we have redemption through his blood. I bear with all this for the sake of those whom God has chosen, in order that they may obtain the salvation to be found in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory. You can depend on this. If we have died with him, we shall also live with him. If we hold out to the end, we shall also reign with him. Holy Mary, Heaven's Queen and Our Lady, you stood by the cross of the Lord.
Holy Mary, Heaven's Queen and Our Lady, you stood by the cross of the Lord.
Who without dying has won the martyr's crown,
you stood by the cross of the Lord.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Holy Mary, Heaven's Queen and Our Lady, you stood by the cross of the Lord.
When Jesus saw his mother standing beside the cross with the disciple whom he loved, he said to her, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deus salutari meo, qui respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et caenum ex hoc beatam edicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies, timensibus eium, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimissit in annes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. And Jesus saw his mother standing beside the cross with the disciple whom he loved. He said to her, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." Let us praise God, our Almighty Father, who wished that Mary, his son's mother, be celebrated by each generation. Now in need we ask,
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
O God, worker of miracles, you made the Immaculate Virgin Mary share body and soul in your son's glory in heaven. Direct the hearts of your children to that same glory.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You made Mary our mother. Through her intercession, grant strength to the weak, comfort to the sorrowing, pardon to sinners, salvation and peace to all.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You made Mary full of grace. Grant to all men the joyful abundance of your grace.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
Make your church of one mind and one heart in love, and help all those who believe to be one in prayer with Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us.
You crowned Mary Queen of Heaven. May all the dead rejoice in your kingdom with the saints forever.
Mary, full of grace, intercede for us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who willed that when your Son was lifted high on the cross, his mother should stand close by and share his suffering, grant that your church, participating with the Virgin Mary in the Passion of Christ, may merit a share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix,
ut digni officiam ut promissionibus Christi.